They're back. Curtis and Juliet. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Oy vey, oy vey. Jet Set Juliet.
Quel est le problème?
The officials at MetLife Stadium, which put on a lot of events, not just the house of the New York Giants football team and the New York Jets football team, who are having a dismal year, both teams together. But they also put on other events, occasionally concerts. You remember they had the Jay-Z Beyonce event that had to be delayed because of the rain and no New Jersey transit. They put on other events there. Hot 97, more guns, more firepower, more drugs, more degenerates. They'll have a concert there once a year, whatever, or 103.5, one of those hip-hop mugger stations.
Oh, God, Curtis.
Well, there are a lot of muggers who go. You know, I figure they mug the people going with all their jewelry, right? I see them outside.
Moving on.
Okay. So MetLife Stadium gained international renown, not because it was a match game there of two soccer teams or it was the house of the Super Bowl, as it was one time, but because a black cat strode out onto the field midway through the game between the Dallas Cowboys and the New York Giants, and it was thought that it brought bad luck to the New York Giants because the Dallas Cowboys went on and pounded them into the turf, even though it's just a lousy Giant team. So naturally, it conjured up all the old attitudes, black cats, bad luck. A lot of people weighed in, I'm afraid of black cats. I don't want to be near black cats. When they pass in front of me, oh, God, I know bad things are going to happen to me. And that's like an old wives' tale, but it's existed for years. So you saw as the security, the state troopers were running around trying to catch the black cat, that finally it ran off into the tunnel, but it put on quite a show.
Right. And it was going viral in 2 seconds. I mean, everybody around the world was commenting on it. It was so funny. And it got right to the end zone, and then it sort of backed off, or a goal line, or whatever it's called. And then it ran. Yeah, so it was hysterical. It was very funny. And people want to know where that cat is,
right, so
naturally.
MetLife officials, not understanding the importance of these feral cats, because they really don't, have decided to put an all-out search for this cat, in addition to what may be, they think, anywhere from 30 to 300 other feral cats who live within the bowels of MetLife Stadium.
Well, they're saying that that's not true. They're saying that these cats, these feral cats, are over at the Meadowlands racetrack because they have a trap, neuter, and release program that feeds barn cats over
there.
But
those cats, you know, they roam there.
Yeah, of course they do. It's a complex, and cats move.
And it's a natural deterrent to the rats, the rodents, and the mice, of which there are many in the Meadowlands. I mean, remember, for years, that was the burial ground for garbage, sewage.
People,
exactly.
Sewage.
And it's a place where the rats, they call wharf rats, are the size of horses. Ugh. So just the presence of these feral cats. Now, remember, a feral cat is an outdoor cat. You're not going to be able to bring it into a house.
Typically, no. I mean,
you can't domesticate it. You can help it if it's got a medical emergency or whatever. But eventually, you must return the feral cat. And hopefully, you have made sure that it is spayed and neutered so it doesn't add to a lot of other cats out there. But MetLife officials want desperately to find this cat and the other cats and remove them and put them in a shelter in New York. And I'm scratching my head and saying, guys, gals, why don't you be grateful? There are schmucks like Brian Mongalooch who will pay $10,000 and $30,000 a year for what they call PSLs. This is like for the privilege of watching the Giants and Jets lose their home games. $10,000 to $30,000 a year. You need a reverse mortgage.
What is it for? It's seats.
Yeah,
it's a personal seat license.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a ripoff. And naturally, one of the things you're doing when you're watching the Giants or the Jets lose is eat a lot of food: dirty water hot dogs, salted pretzels, you name it, and then having brewskis. So a lot of that debris ends up on the ground on the concrete steps.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally, the rats would come up and they'd start eating it midway through the game when a lot of the fans are leaving. But they don't come out because of
the cats. Right.
So they want to remove the cats now and put them in a shelter in New York. And it's a non-kill shelter, which is good, because some shelters, if you don't claim them in 72 hours, they kill them.
Are you talking about puppy kitty New York City?
Yeah, they don't kill. They don't kill. But why take them out of that environment where they've done such good? at repressing the rat, the rodent, and the mice population, you don't need pesticides. There are women and men who come out and feed them, so Meadowlands doesn't even have to take care of them.
They've laid out humane, as they call them, traps to get this cat, which could mean they're going to get any cat.
And they haven't caught him yet.
No. So, I don't understand this. I mean, it's a feral cat. It's obviously well-fed. It's part of the whole trap, neuter, release thing. It's
part of the ambiance. Leave them alone. Leave the other cats alone. They're doing a great job.
It's part of the ambiance.
Right. If they need to get spayed and neutered, I understand
spated?
That. That's what my wife does. She traps them and gets them spayed and neutered.
Spayed.
Spayed and neutered at a vet's.
Spayed and nude.
But then you put them back into the environment. You don't try to domesticate them. You can't do that. These are feral cats. Anyway, our number's on that, 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222.
I want to hear about what's happening in Astoria, because this makes my blood boil. I want to take my mom and go out there and start throwing down.
Well, not only
I want to get us into our first girl fight.
But as you know, Astoria for many years was a predominantly Greek-Italian locale. It's diversified greatly, a lot of ethnic groups, but it's populated by a lot of the AOC, all our crazy hipsters and millennials. So there's somebody who's going around poisoning black cats. So again, they have in their mind that black cats are evil, they spread disease, it may be something that they've brought over from their old country of origin, and they're killing a lot of them. So we were approached, my wife Nancy, who runs the Guardian Angel Animal Protection Division, and we've been out there hunting the cat killers and giving out information, trying to alert people to help us come up with the information. And you would, the hipsters and millennials who want to release killers here in New York City because they're part of the justice warriors, you know, you get accused of homicide, you know, no bail. You know, just show up. We'll give you med tickets. Show up for your court appointment. They come up and they start saying, you find these cat killers, break their legs.
I thought you were saying in the beginning of the show, I thought you were saying that these hipsters and millennials were coming up to you and saying, if you find these cats, kill them. That's why I was saying, oh my God, that's horrific.
No, no.
And you looked at me like I was weird.
They're
but
actually, they're using good, sane approaches towards animals because they love dogs and cats like most people.
Well, yeah. I mean, unless you're a psychopath, you don't want to see cats or any animals murdered.
But they hate people. It's obvious they hate people because they want to release criminals in the street. And then, lo and behold, I got a text early this morning from our new owner, John Katsimatidis, Greek-American, obviously Astoria. They know the Katsimatidis name. He goes, I want to put $1,000 to the reward. I want a reward out there because he loves cats. In fact, he was the first to have store cats in all of his supermarkets, the Gristidis stores.
Like the cats out at MetLife Stadium to basically...
Meeps was his first cat.
Meeps.
He loves Meeps.
Meep.
He remembers all of his cats, and that's his like his middle name is Cats because it's hard to pronounce his last name. He ran for mayor, you know, with the idea of having no-kill shelters for cats and dogs in the city of New York. So we're going to continue the movement. If you happen to know any information out there, because we do have a lot of listeners out in that story, particularly the old-timers, let us know here at WABC. It'll be brought to my attention. I'll give it to my wife, Nancy, and the Guardian Angels, and we'll hunt down that person. And we'll do what both hipsters, millennials, and baby boomers have been asking us to do.
You'll kill the person?
We'll break their legs. We'll make them wear a cast.
Listen, just put them in a room with me. I'll drive them crazy.
Anyway, our number is 1-800-848-WABC. That's 1-800-848-9222.